You're listening to SBS News.
International students coming to the end of three-year degrees have very different options to continue working and potentially settle in Australia than when they started their studies in Australia. Migration agents like Seek Visa's Ben Watt says it's becoming increasingly complex for visa applicants to navigate the system due to frequent changes in the last 2 years to cut the number of permanent residency visas and push more migrants to the regions.
It really is a brave new world in terms of our migration program in 2020. And I think that, you know, the state and federal government decision to emphasise regional migration is a good thing. I just think the implementation in the way that it is, that all the changes and very swiftly and without much forewarning and not grandfathering people who've come here and made decisions as to what they were going to study under assumptions that are no longer had basis. I think the way they've done that is quite distressing.
Most recently, the federal government introduced two new regional visas in November as part of its promise to reduce congestion in major cities. Successful applicants will be required to work and stay in a regional area, considered anywhere in Australia outside of Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne, for at least 3 years, at which point they will be eligible for permanent residency. While the federal government announced the regional push, it's largely up to the states to implement it, as state sponsorship is required for the majority of places. States governments determine who is eligible for the visa based on qualifications, professions, age, and time spent in the area. Migration agent Kirk Yan suspected the criteria and quotas set by the states meant the real number of visas issued this financial year would be much lower than the 25,000 set aside by the federal government.
I can see lots of work has been done in the federal level, but I don't see a clear coordination from the federal between federal and state level.
Mr. Yan said many states required visa applicants to meet a loyalty test, such as living in the area for at least a year already, which rules out in the short term thousands of graduates who have studied in Melbourne and Sydney. For successful applicants, it's a daunting road ahead to permanent residency. Melbourne University graduate Jason, who is originally from China, is among the first recipients of the new regional visas. Jason, who did not want his last name used, secured Tasmanian sponsorship and the visa in December within 1 month of submitting his application. He hopes to find a job in Hobart in finance or accounting in line with his qualifications, but he told SBS via email that he's worried about meeting the minimum income threshold of $53,900 a year needed to qualify for permanent residency.
I have to stay one more year in regional areas where there are less opportunities for our international graduate students to find suitable positions to satisfy the current taxable income threshold. Frankly speaking, this is a great challenge for us who really want to live and work in Australia. Every time I talk with my friends who also want to apply for a new regional visa, they're always complaining about this threshold. Without advantages of language and identity, many of us are facing the pressure and feel distressed for our future.
Tasmania was the first state to open applications and has been inundated with applications. Mr. Watt said that's prompted the island state to raise the bar for state nomination just weeks after setting the criteria. He says he'd been advised that a diploma would no longer be enough to qualify for state sponsorship. While he supported the push for more migrants to settle regionally, he said last-minute changes had created a state of chaos.
That's just one example of the difficulties for international students in navigating this program that's run by all these different states can shop and change and do whatever they want without any real forewarning.
A spokesperson for Tasmania's Department of State Growth said there had been a spike in applications since the process was reopened after the introduction of the new regional visas late in 2019. The spokesperson did not confirm that a diploma was no longer enough to get state nomination, but said meeting the basic requirements was no guarantee of securing state nomination in the highly competitive process. Some of the places visas previously allocated to the skilled independent visa, subclass 189, which replaced the controversial 457 visas in 2018, have now been redirected to the new regional visa stream. That's further reduced the number of permanent resident visa options for migrants. Migration agent Ben Wash predicted the number of temporary visa holders would rise as a result of the government's squeeze on permanent residency, creating an underclass in the major cities.
What is going to happen is that you're going to have a huge number of people based in Sydney and Melbourne without a permanent visa and without really a real prospect of obtaining a permanent visa in the near future. And so having a large number of people with this indefinite status is problematic, not only for them, it's for their employers and also for the, you know, their friends and family and the Australian society in general, I think.
Kirk Yan believed potential international students who plan to settle in the same country they study would now think twice about choosing Australia.
People can see so clearly for the past 1 year, the policy has changing like so dramatically. Like it's just making this pathway like so much harder now for if you want to through, you know, study to then work to get a migrant outcome. It's just so much harder compared with a couple of years ago. So this also influenced, you know, the decision when they're making, you know, either to choose to come to Australia or study or not.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.